Joining us here in Scottsdale, spring training, he's the president of the Hall of Fame, a great baseball man as well, and that is Jeff Idelson. Jeff, spring training, you see the fans behind you. What is the lure of spring training?
Well, I think, Marty, first of all, it's hope springs eternal. Every team is in first place heading into the season, and, you know, it's been a long winter. I mean, baseball plays 6 months a year, but we miss it when it's gone.
No, you sure do. And as I say now, it's 12 months a year, 7 days a week. And I like the fact that things are staggered over the winter. The winter meetings, the free agent period, the Hall of Fame vote, things like that. Baseball really trying to figure it out, at least how to stay in the news all the time, even for you guys at the Hall of Fame.
No, you're right. And the idea is that baseball is so meaningful to people. It's a part of our lives that it needs to be the year-round. If it's not on the field the year-round, it has to be in our conscience. And that's why you have, as you talked about, events staggered throughout the year. And, you know, January is when we announced our induction class. We rolled out a new education program, and there's always something hopping in Cooperstown.
Yeah, Jeff Idelson with us. I always say coming to Cooperstown for induction weekend, it's like New Year's Eve for about 3 days, or Mardi Gras for about 3 days of baseball fans.
Yeah, or you could say it's Woodstock, except it's the summer of glove instead of the summer of love.
Well, I'll tell you the story. Well, and I'll tell you another time. When I said to someone, tell me about your first glove, and they started telling me about their first love. So you got me on that one. All right, Jeff Idelson, Hall of Fame. Tell us about the class, though. Barry Larkin is coming in, and tell us about the others.
Well, induction weekend is going to be great. We have our induction class, Barry Larkin and Ron Santo, the two players elected this year. When you think of the smooth fielding, good hitting shortstops, great hitting shortstops, Barry Larkin comes to mind. Not only that, he is Mr. Cincinnati. He grew up in Cincinnati and played his entire career there, and a deserving candidate, 1990 World Series, 95 MVP, 2,500 hits. He did it all. Ron Santo spent all 15 years in Chicago, 14 on the north side, one on the south side. And, you know, he sort of, I think, perhaps fell between the cracks of Eddie Matthews and Mike Schmidt as to why perhaps he was never elected, because his career spanned both of those guys. But when you look at the dominating third baseman from the 60s and early 70s, you have to think Ron Santo.
No, I've said that. Of course, you have Brooks Robinson in the American League, but really in the National League, you had Ken Boyer kind of at the end of his career. You go up and down. Jim Ray Hart for a number of years, but the Giants had excellent numbers. But when you look for a decade of baseball excellence at third base, it really is tough to overlook Ron Santo. It really is.
It is. I mean, he was stellar defensively. Probably what also hurts him is he played for a franchise that never won and hasn't won yet. So he didn't get the chance to play in the World Series in the biggest spotlight. But you know, he bled. Cubs blue for his entire career, followed it up 20 years in the broadcast booth, and it's a shame he's not alive. He passed last year, but speaking to his family, they're thrilled he's elected.
Yeah, and the Cubs, just to finish up with Ron Santo, they got Billy Williams in, Ernie Banks in, and Fergie Jenkins in, and they never won. So maybe that was part of it with Santo, too.
Possibly. I mean, when you look at the really good teams and players who were in, that maybe is a case where you think about two other names who come to mind. Gil Hodges. People say, why isn't Gil Hodges in? Well, the Dodgers won once in Brooklyn while he was there, and in 55, and he did win the World Series, of course, with the Mets. But you had all those other great Dodgers who were in the Hall of Fame, Koufax and Reese and Robinson, Campanella. I mean, it goes on and on. Davey Concepcion's the other one. People often talk to me about Davey Concepcion, and you look at Morgan, you look at Tony Perez, and the great Reds who were there, Johnny Bench.
Well, I was a Brooklyn boy in those days, so you left out the Duke. You can't leave out the Duke of Flatbush.
My favorite, one of my favorite guys. I love Duke, and I love going to see him in Fallbrook and hearing about his days as an avocado farmer as much as his playing days.
Very true. Good knowledge from Jeff Idelson here, and I wouldn't expect anything less from the Hall of Fame. Jeff, you bring up a point about Santo, Gil Hodges, Joe Torre maybe will be in that same boat. The combination of a player, manager, or things you did after the playing days, that can be considered, can it not?
Well, on the field is what has to be considered. So for Santo, the radio piece is nice, but it had nothing to do with his getting elected. But guys who were players, managers, front office, I mean, Joe Torre fits all three of those things. Guy even went into umpiring. But you do want to look at a guy's body of work. It's how he respected the game, what he did to elevate it to another level.
All right, so for Joe Torre, the fact that he managed and played, that can be considered. Gil Hodges, same thing?
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, I got that clarified now. All right, who else is going in? Who gets the Ford C. Frick Award and the J.G. Taylor Spink Award for writing excellence?
Well, the induction we talked about is on Sunday, July 22nd, open to the public free of charge. Saturday the 21st, we have our awards presentation at Doubleday Field, also free of charge. Cute little ballpark if you've never been there, 9,800 seats. Tim McCarver, Fox broadcaster and a host of other teams, is winning our broadcast award. On the writing side, longtime Toronto scribe Bob Elliott wins the J.G. Taylor Spink Award, and we're going to pay tribute to the three living World Series managers from St. Louis. Red Shandines, Whitey Herzog, and Tony La Russa will all be in Cooperstown as well.
Yeah, I just saw that this week that was announced. All right, and you said there's some special projects this year celebrating the 100th anniversary of Fenway Park.
Yeah, you know, you think of Arizona. We're in Arizona becoming a state in 1912, the Titanic sinking, and Fenway Park opened. And the venerable old ballpark has a lot of great history, and so there's a number of artifacts that we'll have there that will take fans back through the times to see the value that Fenway Park has brought to the baseball community.
What's the state of the Hall of Fame these days? How are things going with you?
Things are going great. Education, Marty, continues to be our hallmark. We have 17 modules we teach to children. We just rolled out one recently called BASE, Be a Superior Example, where we teach kids the values of living a healthy lifestyle while saying no to performance-enhancing drugs. And, you know, it's still prevalent in our society, both in boys and girls. And when these kids take the program with us and take a pledge, we'll then let them put their picture in the Hall of Fame, which we think will be really cool when, hey, you can come see the Say Hey Kid Willie Mays and your own son's photo right beside it.
Boy, that's nice. All right, very good. Nice to see you at the park, as always. You know, you do a nice job. You know that. And I always have a special place in my heart for the Hall of Fame. I still have some of my audio there. Come on. Memories of the game right in the library, in the audio part of the library.
A lot of people think that we're just simply a Hall of Fame, but we are a museum and library, and our library is so rich, it's so deep, and without donations from folks like you, Marty, we'd be nothing like we are today.
I agree. Jeff, nice to have you on the show.
Thanks so much, Marty.
All right, that is Jeff Idelson, president of the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.